Happiness begins at home. Or is that charity? Either way, research shows that our environment affects our stress levels, which in turn affects our physical well-being. After all, home is where we start and end our day. And, in my mind, if there's one area where Swedes have truly triumphed, it's in the home. The typical Scandinavian home is the very essence of lagom. It's neither too sparse nor too fussy, neither overly minimalist nor overdone. In other words, Swedes have the balance just right. But how? When it comes to decor, our Nordic friends exercise a huge amount of restraint. Walls are often white or light grey. Not only do these muted tones brighten the space, but they also create a wonderfully serene feel. Nothing brash, nothing loud, no bold patterns, just calm. Furniture and accessories are carefully thought out too. New pieces are chosen for practicality as well as aesthetic appeal. Nothing is superfluous, with no frills or over-the-top designs. Single items are set apart to give them breathing space, helping the eye see the beauty in every piece. Ultimately, the home becomes a little oasis, a haven from the busy world outside. Clean and clutter-free. Generally speaking, Swedes have a natural ability to maintain an uncluttered home. They simply don't have much stuff, and they don't hoard. If we wish to achieve a simple, balanced, lagom way of life, we first need to rid ourselves of all the things that clutter our homes. Signs you need to declutter. You have an entire cupboard or room for items you never use. Or you wish you had an extra room for storing your clutter. It takes you more than 5 minutes to find something you're looking for. You feel stressed at the thought of friends coming over, or, worse still, turning up unannounced, because you have so much to clear away first. You own items you neither use nor find joy in. You may be lucky enough to have a neat and tidy haven already, in which case, congratulations! You're well on your way to a lagom life, in the home at least. But if you checked more than one of the previous items, there's work to be done. Decluttering. Many of us are guilty of owning too much stuff. That cupboard with boxes of photos circa 1984, old mobile phones the size of a brick, keys for the garden shed at your last house. We've become a world of hoarders because, let's face it, it's very hard to let go of things. Maybe you bought it because you thought you'd need it at some point. It may still have a price tag on it, and you feel guilty about getting rid of something brand new. Or you may have received a gift or inherited something you know you'll never use but can't bring yourself to throw away. No matter the reason, these items are cluttering up your home and having a negative effect on your well-being. Scientists list distraction, anxiety, guilt, embarrassment and frustration among the negative effects of hoarding. Furthermore, clutter makes it harder for us to relax and inhibits our creativity. Yikes! Ultimately, decluttering is an exercise in willpower and self-control, but it's certainly not impossible, and it can also be an incredibly therapeutic process. Not only do you experience direct financial, emotional, and physical benefits, but it also paves the way to a blissfully neat and tidy home. So let's get started. Have nothing in your houses that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. William Morris.